We're going full bore.
Full hour and a half. Let everyone know they're being recorded. Okay.
No. Hey. I'm in a one-party state. You don't have to let me know.
Well, Dave isn't, and neither am I.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Find out about that.
I've looked that up, I think. And I was like, okay, I'm going to record if I want.
Let's see. Is Oregon a one... Is it again? Nope. Is Oregon a one-party consent state?
I don't think Dave remembers that we're not doing a pre-show, because he's, like, seriously fucking off.
Mine's really full.
What?
Oh, I just got a cat thrown in here. Apparently he's got to go pee.
Oh.
Go over there, stupid.
Use the pee box.
Yeah, can you, like, pee in the box?
Dude, my dad and mom have a second cat, and she is taken to shitting in the shower.
Well, at least it's an easy place to clean it up.
No, it's not great. I still hate it. I'm like, I'm gonna puke. Bleh.
Oregon is a two-party consent state. Huh, how about that?
That's what I said.
Well, I wanted to find out for myself.
Yeah, because you don't believe me.
Well, I, you know, hey. Double confirmation is my middle name.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Christian. Oh, that's Dave.
No, that's Dave.
No.
That's where you shit, in there.
Yeah, you gotta go poop in there.
Go over there. Not that I don't like you, it's just I don't like your poop all over the place.
I don't know if Dave knows what no pre-show means. He probably can't find his mic.
Yelling at the mic.
He's like, I'm gonna go get my mic. And then he's just been gone.
He stopped. He's like, I gotta take a shit.
Probably. He also did not sleep yesterday.
Oh, yeah, finals and all that.
Dave, hurry up. We're not doing a pre-show.
We're not doing a pre-show, Dave. Here we are. We're back again.
Hey!
It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And he has no idea that we already started because there is no pre-show. There is no pre-show, Dave.
Oh, yeah, there's no pre-show this week.
That's why I sent the notes.
Hey, Jake, there's no pre-show.
There's no pre-show today, Dave.
No pre-show.
It's Dave.
Old no pre-show Dave.
Old no pre-show Dave. There's no pre-show, Dave.
No pre-show, all pre-come.
Oh, how do I write that into the title?
It's come.
It's come.
I know that's Lord.
It's come. A big juicy blob. It's got the juice. It's got,
it's got the juice. It's got the juice.
What are you singing over there?
The corn. Remember the corn kid from last year?
It's corn.
It's got the juice. Vaguely. Here, let's find him real fast on the TikToks.
Who let the dogs out? Corn.
Hi, I'm Robin also.
And, oh yeah, and, good job and, on and, not hey, introducing and then, anybody, Dave.
And then yeah, the guy that's
oh, was that the intro?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Because there's no pre-show, Dave.
Yeah, they don't call me old no pre-show, no intro Dave for nothing.
This kid, you remember him?
Anyways.
Oh yeah, this
that's Robin.
Hard. Yeah, hey, I am Robin. God damn right I am. And bringing it back around, full circle, the hoop snake known as Jake.
I actually touched fingers that time.
Touched him. Mm. Didn't even look.
That's a good sign.
One in a row. Like,
the old no look space dog.
It's like when Kurt Hennig used to flip his pencil and catch it without
everyone
looking.
Catch it, yeah.
That was a good
my
shit.
Favorite. I used to always do the gum spit, and it took me a while to figure out the right velocity
angle?
And launch it.
Trajectory.
Angle.
And...
Yeah, and whap, and then I just... Once I figured it out, I never stopped.
Yeah, you got to spit it up and then catch it on the way down.
And it's a light spit because I would almost always do it too hard.
Don't like, launch it. Put it at the front of your mouth and just go.
Yeah, and then
boom.
Robin will remember this. Jake, not so much. Remember Taylor Rhodes used to do the old loogie spit and almost get it down to the ground and suck it back up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen her do it.
Okay. She was so good at that.
How good was she?
So good that in our small town communities, I heard about her in junior high in Canyonville.
Wow.
There's a girl in Myrtle Creek who can spin almost all the way to the ground.
Oh yeah, that's exactly
how. You know
how
good she can suck?
Oh, I'm sure.
As good as she can.
She got pregnant at like 16. That's how good. Mm-hmm.
And she was
not good.
I mean.
And she was doing anal.
Yeah.
That's why those kids are real shits.
My favorite part is now she's already a grandma.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Man.
Gilfing it.
Life comes at you pretty fast.
The old Gilf in it.
The old David the Gilfmobile.
I'm changing her
stop
name.
Look around every once in a while. He could miss it.
Dave, I'm you changing need to get yourself like a Woody phone. Wagon.
A Woody Wagon?
Yeah.
I'll call it Gilf in it.
Yeah, call it the Gilf
Wagon. To park at the dorms when you're Dorm Daddy Dave.
Dorm Daddy Dorm, Dave.
Dorm Daddy Dolphin Dave.
It will be called Gilfinet because I'll be holding. They'll be like, "What's up, Gramps?" And I'll be like, "My dick.
You're back to
thanks to this Blue Chew, you can get Blue Chew."
This episode brought to you by Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Hey, use my promo code Stone Cold Steve Austin right now for 10% off of Blue Chew. Get your dick harder than a Stone Cold Stunner, son.
Dude, Blue Chew has been like everywhere.
Stone Cold Dana Altman over there.
Gosh, we just gotta rebound the ball. Gotta get back on D.
Oh my God!
What?
Gotta bend their knees.
What?
I mean, this is actually 100% coincidence, but I just got a text from Cole Carter, which is shit starter.
It's like, shit starter, yes. Cole Carter. Yes.
Something bad's about to happen. He's a harbinger of. He's like a crow.
When adult Cole Carter still shows up to places with a pint of Jose Cuervo in his back pocket, like, Cole, we are adults. We can buy, like, and he's got a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He can afford to step it up a notch.
I sent him a picture when we were at the game. He's like, hey, send me shout because I can't watch from where I'm at. I'm like, say less.
He said that to me, too. Yeah, well.
Maybe don't carry that Cuervo around.
We haven't had an episode since the game, the last game we were at.
That's true.
We have not recorded since Civil War.
Oh, yeah, mostly because my transfer case exploded.
Yeah.
That was cool.
No,
right?
Blowing trannies, not even in a good way.
I was listening back to the podcast from last week today. And you were talking about the shit luck you just had with your car. And then you're like, yeah, I'm just going to wear my kilt for the drive down. I'm like, are you sure that's a good idea?
Well, the drive down wasn't an issue. It was the drive back.
So I hadn't heard about that. And Robin told me about it. And I was like, oh, he was hanging out for a little while? And Robin's like, not on purpose.
Not on purpose, yeah. He was there for like a week.
Yeah, right? And then he told me what happened, and I was like, this dude in cars.
Because the way I said it was like, yeah, Jake's still in Lebanon, and he's like, oh, he's hanging out for a while. I'm like, not intentionally. Yeah.
You know, the fuck thing about it, Dave, is like, I think I said this text to Robin, I'm like, I'm as effective a supervisor here sitting on my dad's couch as I am sitting in my warehouse.
Yeah.
Because I was still able to answer any question anybody had for me.
Right.
And like, I had to do something to help my colleague, and I was like, yep, this is what you should do. He's like, okay, cool, thanks.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Get that money.
That's all you gotta do.
The best part about it too, sorry.
So
Monday, like, I called my boss, I sent my boss a text late Sunday night, and I'm like, hey, just to let you know, something happened with my car. I'm gonna be out tomorrow. He's like, okay, cool. Well, I didn't let him know I was gonna be out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oops.
So I just we had our meeting on Tuesday, and I just spoke in vague generalities, like, you know, here it's really cold and wet here in the Northwest.
Which it is. Yep.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I was within my region, to be fair.
You were in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just say, if I look to my west, there's the ocean over there.
That there's the Olympics.
I mean the Cascades are over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, stupid? Hi, kitty.
Meow.
Do you want to say hello to the people? Come here, kitty boy.
I can see him.
No, you can't. Come here, fatty.
Yes, I can.
This is my fat kitty. This is Frank Sinatra.
Kitty!
Oh, Frank the Tank over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's... I don't know what he's interested in. He was supposed to come in here and take a shit. He hasn't done that yet.
Oh, he's just waiting.
He's just waiting for me to not notice, and then just gonna.
He's got one of them. He's got one brewing for you. It's gonna be mid show, and then you're gonna be mid sentence, and then just be like, "Swim, baby, Jesus!"
Yeah.
He had catnip tonight.
Just this face is just as permanent as mid sentence. What? Now you're there. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I also, on the listen back, I was like, oh, okay, so at the game, I've got something for you. And then I did, like, a whole award show.
You sure did.
Mm-hmm.
The Oscars.
Oscars. I couldn't decide on how to spell it, and I was like, I think it would be funnier if you have to enunciate the Oscars.
Yeah. It absolutely was.
Because it would have been, I almost went Oscars, and I was like, that's too easy.
Oscars.
Enunciate the Z.
Yeah. It makes you appreciate the aughts part.
Mm-hmm.
The best part about it was how many people like walked by and were like, "Oh my god, that's awesome! Mm-hmm. What a great idea!"
Oh, I didn't see any of that because I was.
Oh yeah,
you're the busy. Whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like people kept walking by going like, "Oh my god, that's hilarious!" And like. They're like, what a great idea to have an award ceremony at the end of tailgate. I was like, hell yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mine's still in the Suburban. I keep not putting it on my desk because I keep noise
up there.
Mine is sitting on the dash of the Cherokee.
Oh, that might confuse people.
Yeah, because they might think it's a Jeep thing people, and they wouldn't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Wrangler people,
that's their thing.
That's like a new thing, too, because really I'm a Wrangler person. Yeah. We're a Wrangler family.
You've always had a Wrangler.
Yeah, and then that started coming around, and in the times that I haven't had a Wrangler.
Is the Wrangler duck code, is that kind of like the old people loofah code? Like they put different color loofahs on top of their car in Florida, let you know what they're into.
No, it's more of like a, hey, you have a Jeep, I have a Jeep, I think it's cool, and I have these ducks that I want to hand out to you because you have a Jeep.
Yeah.
And then you come out to your car and you find it.
As a most of my lifetime Wrangler owner, the duck thing, it's like, yo, we already got the wave. Stop being so pretentious. Like, I'm starting to be like, yo, fuck you, Wrangler people. I'm going to buy a 4Runner next time I get the money, just because fuck you.
Right.
But I'll probably buy a Wrangler if I ever have point money. Yeah.
Someone pulls up and they give you the wave and you're like,
fuck you. Like, well, and also
nice doors, idiot.
And it also got to the point where every soccer mom wanted to get a Wrangler. So people stopped doing the wave and I started just flipping people off. I'd throw up my three fingers and then it turned into this right away. Cause I'm like, don't drive a Jeep if you're not going to do Jeep things.
We should try to start every time you're in a Ford or you see a Chevy or Dodge, you flip them off. Like just make that a thing. And then like all the truck people will start flipping each other off and it'll be cool.
I feel like every time I drive past another Cherokee, I should do the chop. I feel like
that's a great segue into Florida State getting hosed out of the fucking playoffs.
Yeah. Like my initial thoughts was like, oh, that sucks, but then milliseconds later it was like, ah, fuck you.
Right? I fucking loved it because not only did I half expected them to be in, but at the same time, I was like, I can see the justification to not have them in. But also, you're saying a 13-0 or 12-0. I think they're 13, right?
Yeah.
13-0, yeah. A 13-0 team in a Power 5 conference is not good enough.
This isn't UCF.
Well, right. Also, I don't know why they're acting surprised, because they kept saying that shit about the Pac-12 for the past 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't matter if you go 12th, no, the Pac-12, 100%. You're not making the playoff.
So why are they surprised now that they can be the tallest midget and get denied to go to the playoff?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we put two SEC teams in?
Two? Too many?
Too many, at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense. And then the Pac-12 worked. Yeah, it was always 12, I think, since they had the four teams.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've been left out of it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm just really ready for Florida State to be absolute garbage next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, almost like the TCU version of it, right?
Yeah.
Except TCU actually got to the playoffs.
Well, you know, like, you mentioned TCU, and that's actually one of the reasons I think the committee decided to not put them in, was because of how shitty TCU did in the championship last year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They got by Michigan. It was Michigan, right? They played.
Yeah, I think. They beat Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they get in there and get fucking boat raced. Like,
yeah.
Like, they were eating chicken on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not racist.
They were literally eating chicken. Like,
they had chicken on the fucking sideline. Yeah,
they're just like, instead of playing this fucking game, we're eating chicken.
All I gotta say to Florida State is, like, stay prepared.
How about
see you next year on the 12-team playoff.
Yeah,
stay prepared. You shouldn't have taken Willie Taggart. You fucked up a good thing for some of us.
I saw something Stephen A. said, though, and it kind of, I want to hear what you think. He said,
did he use the word preposterous?
No, outlandish.
He might have said preposterous, but he didn't. He said, if Deion Sanders had been the Florida State coach who wanted that job, he thinks Florida State is in. And I have a hard time arguing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because
you can't disagree that at all. If he
would have coached a Florida State team that did what the Florida State team did this year, abso-fucking-lutely they'd be in. Not only that, like,
Florida State.
They might have been number one.
Let's not pretend that college football isn't about money in the end, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Like, that's why it's stupid that we're playing Oregon State next season.
Mm-hmm.
Away. I mean, that one doesn't bother me as much because we had 8 home games scheduled for next year.
Yeah, because of the Hawaii exemption.
We still have 7 now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's still a lot. That's what we had. Isn't that what we had this year? We had 7? Yeah, we had 7. We had 6 the year before.
We had 7 home games this year?
Yeah, we did. We had like 3 and 4 weeks at one point.
Yeah, I do. I remember that stretch.
We had 2 and 5. We had 3 and 5 weeks.
We had a bunch.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I just know I wasn't conscious for like 3 of the games, so it feels
on the list.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. Yep.
No, wait, no, what were you asking if you remembered?
I don't.
I lost it.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Do you remember? I remember. Don't worry.
You were drunk a couple times, like the Civil War.
A couple. I didn't want to get drunk. I didn't want to get that drunk for the Civil War.
You weren't until the end. We were getting ready to go in, and you drank a whole bunch of vodka because we found it, and you brought that water bottle filled with vodka.
You're right. I did do that.
Yeah. My dad couldn't understand it. He was like, how did Dave get so drunk? And I was like, the fucking water bottle, which was my idea.
It's the power of Dave.
I didn't even know that the water bottle was a thing.
Oh, it was.
I do know that I was so drunk that at one point I was like, I'm done. Like, I accidentally got way too drunk.
Yeah.
And I was to the drunk point where it was like, oh, I'm a problem. I did not go to the
bathroom. Oh, I'm a problem is the name of the episode.
Yeah, yeah,
I did not go to the bathroom. I stood in line for the bathroom. I was next up. And then I walked over to those water fountains that are at the end of the hall. And I peed in one. and then I turned around, and because I told the guy that was behind me, I was like, I'm going to get a drink of water. My throat's dry. And as I was walking back, the girl comes out of the bathroom. He's like, oh, bathroom's open. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I heard all that happen. did not realize that's what went down.
That is what went down.
Wow.
Yeah. So, peas in the corner me is the level of me saying, I am a problem.
Yeah.
Peas in the corner, Dave. New Dave. Yeah.
I mean, at least he was in the corner, not on a pole.
Right? He's not like peeing in the middle of a fucking.
Like, there wasn't people walking by me.
Yeah.
There was definitely a dude being like, oh, no, he couldn't hold it. And I turned over my shoulder, like, sure couldn't. Yeah. Oh, I got wow. I got to like there's no shame drunk Dave, and then there's that,
which is you've gone past no shame to all the shame. You're yeah. like I
like I want it. I want the shame.
Like I'm doing point. It all.
I'm yeah. doing this and I want you to watch.
What like
see me do it.
I still have like a grayed out memory from the last time I served a suspension at the duck at a duck game, which was Portland State 2013. Ooh. And because I was so hammered, like I'm walking down the stairs and I threw up projectile going down, walking down the stairs at Autzen.
Ooh.
And like that moment is like imprinted in my brain. And I'm like, I will never get that drunk again.
I have one similar, but it's a Superman punch.
Weird.
Yeah, it happens. But yeah, you Dave was drunk, and the point I realized was we were on offense and Dave's yelling, ah, and I'm like, I turn because I'm like, who, why are so many fucking Beaver fans here yelling when we're on offense? You don't fucking yell. And I turn to my left and there's Dave, and my instinct was to like, I swing my hand around
this I close. Stopped, like, I felt the wind from his swing on my lips. Legitimately, like I was like, I did this face.
Dave is just feeling the vibe and like the energy.
Yeah, I was just like,
I'm like, we're on offense. You don't fucking yell. And he's like, I was really close. And you're right.
Yeah, I did. That was first sign.
Yeah, I could smell
but I
your
did
foot
it a
on
second
that
time. There was a second time I had to do that in the second quarter. Yeah,
was there?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So I'm standing there. We're on offense again, and I'm like, God damn it. Turn around.
I don't remember that one. I
if
remember
Dave
the first
has
one.
A fist up, he's yelling something.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hit on my girlfriend this game.
You sure about that?
You sure about that? Now that you say that in my head, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Did I?
I probably did. But probably her husband loves me, so.
I don't think you grabbed anything this time.
I grabbed him.
Yeah, you did.
I remember a handful of dick.
Yep.
Oh.
But I don't remember whose it was.
No.
So I'm going to assume it's his.
Jake has an idea.
Was it yours? Well, oh. I mean, there may have been multiples. I mean,
there were several grabbing instances. All right.
I wouldn't put that past me. Just like I wouldn't put a dick past me. My reflexes are too quick and I would catch it.
Oh, David, the Drax dicks deep.
Dick Drax.
Dick Drax. That should be on a jersey. Like on the back. People be like, what? You're like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Unless you get a dick near me.
Yeah. David, the Dick Drax Deaton.
The Dick. Oh, yeah. I said it right as you were walking off.
Yeah, he didn't hear it. I just repeated it for Jake and anybody that's listening.
I said, you didn't get, what did I say? You can't get that past me. I was like, especially if it's a dick, my reflexes are too quick. I would grab it.
Oh, we also forgot about like the morning too. Cause on the way to the Civil War, like I got up early and started getting ready and
someone else did not
at like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I haven't heard from Dave and we're leaving at 9:30. I'm calling. I called, no answer. It like went straight to voicemail. Called again, straight to voicemail. I'm like,
not a good sign. Off to a bad start.
I'm gonna text his dad. Yep. I text his dad because I knew his dad wasn't working, and he took too long. So I called him and I was like, "Hey, is Dave up?" And he's like, "Going to check." He goes over there, boom, and you're like, "Yep." That is the need to get up.
I usually have a morning voice, but I have somehow perfected that initial yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm awake. You hear me? I hear that I'm late. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Which was really,
hear you.
Yeah, which was really weird because when I got on the road, I tried to text you.
Yeah.
And I couldn't.
Yep.
And then I realized my phone was not working at all. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is going like I know I set an alarm and game day is the one day that when my alarm goes off on short sleep, I'm like, yep.
You get the old Jake Tabor nap up in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like even if it's 3 hours, I'm like, if it's 3 hours and I got to get to school, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But if it's game day and I've had 3 hours and my alarm goes off, I'm like, yep, it's
that's go time.
Go time. So that was weird, but fuck it. Like, we got there.
Yeah, your phone updated. That's what it was.
His my phone updated overnight. And then everything like wiped out.
It just shuts that's down. Weird. Well, then it shuts down until you put in your passcode with Apple automatic updates. Gotcha. So it just happened to be at a shit time.
Mm-hmm. Which is a weird thing too, because I rarely charge my phone while I sleep.
Hmm.
Like usually,
that's why your phone's always dead.
No, it's not always dead. It's usually on the charger during the day because I didn't charge it while I slept.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the game, the fucking Beavers coach just up and quit after telling them he wasn't gonna.
Oh, it's yeah. Jonathan Amos Smith.
Jonathan Amos Smith. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was you.
Just fucking out of there. And like everybody's so, and like, to add to it now, everybody's all butthurt that they're finding his stuff at the Goodwill. Oh, but it's like, so funny. But like, what was he supposed to do? Yeah, all of his stuff.
Oh, Goodwill. Yeah. Have you not seen it? Here, I'll find some.
Where's
but
my phone?
Like, it's in my pocket. What's he supposed to do with it?
Right. Right. Well, part of me, he probably has too much because I would say like, part of me.
This is all his stuff people are finding.
Like, yeah. What's he going to do with all that shit? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't work there anymore.
My favorite part, though, is they're, like, going to the tags and seeing it's, like, it says Jonathan Smith inside it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do you do with it? Save it? Throw it? I mean, like, I still have stuff from Days Creek and Glendale and Riddle. I just throw it in a bag and save it, but I didn't have nearly as much as he had, so.
Yeah, like, I know for a fact that Duck coaches, when they leave, they just throw their shit in the trash and, like, it's just garbage.
Yeah.
Well, probably because they don't want shit like this happening.
Somebody said they found Chip Kelly stuff at like the River Road Goodwill or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but
I don't think I mind it so much. Like, what I was going to say for me, if I was a coach that bounced around a little bit, I'd want to keep something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which
he probably did, but he, as a coach, you get so much. Like, we coached high school. How many t-shirts and like I have a sweater that I never wear.
Yeah.
Because it is a very like late 90s, early 2000s coaching sweater. That twill one. We called it my hub sweater.
Yeah.
Like
let me ask you this. Would it be acceptable if you saw a picture of Dan Lanning wearing a Georgia Bulldogs hoodie in his own home?
I'm all right with it.
It's weird.
Right? That's where I'm coming from. Like, also, there's no reason for it. Like, there's no good scenario in which, the only reason he gets to say is like, well, I played there. And you're like, okay, yeah, it's cool if you have a hoodie. That makes sense. But like, if Dan Lanning was out at Hawaiian time and he's wearing a Georgia Bulldogs hoodie.
Oh, like, no, that's you're out.
That's
town.
A big no.
You're out in town. You do not, especially, nope. Nope, that's a different. Around the house, like, I'm very much like a, and we all are, I'm at home. That's my place. I do whatever the fuck I want to do there. You wear whatever you want to do. Yeah, I said it that way.
Wasn't it Mike Gundy that got in trouble for wearing something a couple years ago?
Well, he got in trouble because what he was wearing was like an alt-right TV network.
Wasn't it NRA shirt or something?
No, it was One America Network.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like people who think that Trump is a little leftist.
Yeah, if you think Trump is leftist, like, yeah. But like the whole Dan Lanning wearing a Georgia Bulldog thing, like, I don't really. But also, you have to know your position. So if there's a picture being taken, you change that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if you're in your home, like you said, you're like, hold up, hold up. Delete that. I'm going to go change. We can redo the picture.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I was a correctional officer with a privatized. I remember I put everything on private for my Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that. I didn't post a whole lot of pictures of me being shit faced.
Right.
Those years. You know what I mean? Like nowadays, I'll post a picture of me shit faced. I don't care. But those years, I wouldn't do it. Now, also, I was a correctional officer. I don't get, like, that doesn't fucking matter. No one's looking for me. No one's watching out. You know what I mean? But
you gotta watch out for old Deaton over here.
No. Know your position.
Know your role.
Yeah, like I took pride in the fact that I did that work. I wore a badge. I wore a uniform. So maybe not show myself being a jackass online all the time. So
sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, fuck it. But
I do a
podcast where I say words you have to bleep out.
It's true. and we don't bleep very much.
Yeah, and I haven't said anything. I almost screamed it just now, but I was like,
I saw the restraint, and I appreciate it.
You saw the moment, and I was like, haven't said this.
McAfee's show, they have the F word thing, like days without the F word. They're in a pretty good streak, from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the last one was, but
like the F word or the F word,
the F bomb or the F word,
the F word. Wait, what's the difference?
Well,
not the one that rhymes with maggot, the other one.
Oh, the one that rhymes with fuck?
Yes, the one that rhymes with fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, McAfee's also like rhymes with fuck. A little more
little blue?
Well, yeah, because like
he's known, and he does TV network stuff, and
yeah, he's on ESPN now.
He explained when they signed the contract with ESPN, the only thing they told him not to say was fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said,
"Oh, that's dangerous.
We'll just bleep it." Yeah, I'm pretty sure they implied maggot with an F and tarded and
slike.
Yeah, like those things. Don't say those things. They're not.
Don't say those. Yeah, racist, you know. Though. There's
they're not,
yeah.
They're not stupid. Mm-hmm. They're not. Oh. 36. You
can't hear it because I got noise cancellation, but that's me 36, clapping.
30.
You just got a 30-day shadow ban on Xbox chat.
Yeah. They're following the podcast.
I'm on one right now for saying, that's why I'm so good at saying maggot with an F, because I've been explaining it to people. They're like, what'd you do? I'm like,
let me tell you.
But it pissed me off because there was no one around. Like, we weren't even fighting anybody. I was just like, I just, random outburst. I'm like, fuck those fucking maggots. And
which is weird because I didn't get I didn't get banned for explaining in detail how to perform fellatio.
Right.
That's informational.
It's because they're using AI for it. Like it picks up on words like that.
No, that's true. I didn't use those words.
Right.
I got real descriptive and I made some dudes feel real uncomfortable for a while. Which made me feel happy.
I was scrolling through TikTok earlier and there was a guy on live and he said trolling with blah, blah, blah. I don't know what he was using, but he was recording people's voices and playing it back. And so they would hear it and they're like, this guy's using our voice to do things. And the guy goes, big black cock. And he's like, damn it. And he like gets off of the thing. He's like, these people, they're getting reported. And I just type in the thing. I'm like, don't be a punk. Reporting is for weak people. And he reads it out loud. Punk. I must be real weak then. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Close.
Dude, there's a couple streamers I still enjoy. There's one in particular named Joel. He's a Swedish dude. He's really funny. That's the only reason I watch him is because he's funny. He's one of those guys that you don't see him on stream. He doesn't care. He just streams because it's what he wants to do. But yeah, like the people, there was this kid that I saw on TikTok, and he was like sweaty from playing video games, like one of those screamer kids. Mm-hmm. And it was when the show was popping, and he thought he was hot shit, and he's playing this guy, and he's up like 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth, and he's like, screw, like, what are you gonna do with this? And he throws 100 and, you know, throws him the fastball, and the dude nukes it 545. I will never forget, 545 feet, because the chat just 545 545 545 545 545, because he had his record up there for the right. He was like 34-0, and everybody's like 34-1 34-1, 545 34-1 545, update your record, chief, update your record. Just like, this guy's just sitting there just angry as you can possibly be. Mm-hmm. And just like, I'm done. And I'm like, you guys are so fucking soft. Like,
right.
I only ever quit because I got bored playing. I'd be like, you know what? I'm not having fun, and I don't think it's fun to listen to me not have fun. So yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've watched some streamers. I enjoy like those big name ones, like Timmy Toucans, Dr. Disrespect. Does she stream now?
She sure.
It's streams. A little different than what
the only most streams of them I've do. Seen are just ropes just landing on her face.
Hey, yeah,
that's the stream that I know. But you know what I mean? Like that one guy that does the whole Tony Stark thing. I enjoy them. They're fun. But
Robert Downey Jr.
No, the dude, like, he does this whole clip where he does like a Jarvis thing too. Camera, I don't know what he goes by because I don't care RDJ. Enough. Yeah, that guy, whatever.
Lincoln Osiris.
Oh, damn.
Lincoln Osiris, yeah, that's right. Wait, would it be acceptable for me to dress up for Halloween as Lincoln Osiris in Tropic Thunder?
I think you would have to specifically say that you were, oh god, Kirk Lazarus
as Lincoln Osiris.
Kirk Cyrus.
David Dean as Robert Downey.
I'm the dude playing the dude, pretending to be another dude.
David Deaton as Robert Downey Jr. playing
Kirk Lazarus
as Lincoln Osiris.
You have to have the blue eyes. That's the only way you can get away with it.
Oh, I feel like, yeah.
No, you gotta have two pairs of contacts on, because you gotta have brown eyes, then the blue eyes.
Take them off.
Then take those off. Then you take those off.
So I have to get real comfortable with taking them off, like, just real quick.
Yeah.
Like, but not both pair at the same time. So.
Right. One,
and
like, it's
and
gonna be
go rude. From his Lincoln Osiris accent to his Kirk Lazarus accent.
Mm-hmm.
Back to David Deaton.
And then I will pretend to be Tony Stark.
Yeah. Nailed
yes.
it. Perfect.
That would be great.
Sounds and like then a great I will, idea, Dave.
And then I will do Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yep. That's the order of that.
Yes.
That goes.
That's how that goes. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I feel like not too many people know about Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which I thought was...
I know it exists.
I've never watched it. I need to.
I'm a big... and then, of course, I'm going to say I'm a big... And then I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, Doc Holliday.
Val Kilmer.
I'm a big Val Kilmer fan. I've watched like Mindhunters, I think is a great movie, which didn't do very well. But
Mind Quad.
So Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, when Val Kilmer was in it, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch this. This was when RDJ hadn't gotten big again yet.
Yeah.
He was still like the guy that gets in trouble with cocaine and hookers.
Marshalls. U.S. Marshals, was that the one? Yeah.
Was no, it that was, U.S. That no, was U.S. Tommy Marshals Lee had Tommy Lee Jones and Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, and Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, was yeah, RDJ, yeah. That was the era of RDJ where he was still acting.
That was him just getting like, right
back
before
into
Iron Man, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
No, because U.S. Marshals was back when I was a kid. And then Iron Man was when I was in my early 20s.
Also kid.
Iron Man's 2008. Well, here, let's look up 2000 U.S. Marshals, maybe 2003?
Way before that. Like, I'm calling 98.
98, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 10 years. I remember, my mom was living in Bellevue. Because we rented it on VHS.
Oh, the best.
Oh, wow.
At the Red Apple Market, they had a little VHS, little rental area, and go rent.
They had a little flap.
No flaps there.
Jake, do your kids know what DVDs are?
Yeah, we got plenty.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because you know, like VHS, like.
Right.
They know what VHS is. I have a VHS player in my Suburban.
That's true. Yeah, I'm asking the wrong guy because would be the one to.
I'm analog as fuck.
Yeah.
They still sell DVDs and stuff too at the stores.
Like, that's true. Yeah.
Kids
true.
Will see those.
Like, I mean, it does blow my mind thinking about like how like in our lifespan, like how far like watching we've had a to movie buy
albums like six times.
Yeah.
Well, remember right? Alex used to talk about buying Terminator every time it came out on a new format, he'd have to buy another copy of the Terminator and Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I have multiples of Star Wars, like the original, then the remakes, then like the 25th or whatever, and then the DVDs, and then the Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm. Robin Hood Men in Tights, I've got 4 versions of it. I've got the version that we recorded on TV by sticking our VHS and recording it. Then we have it on VHS. Then I have it on DVD. And I have it on Blu-ray.
There you go.
And then streaming. So kind of 5.
When burning CDs was hot, I probably had 10 different copies of the Black Album by Jay-Z. Strewn about in different places because it'd be like, oh, what are we gonna listen to? Black Album by Jay-Z. Oh, where is it? I don't know. Burn a copy.
Make a new one.
Yeah.
My one of those as far as rap albums was the Puff Daddy and the Family.
And the Red Light District by Ludacris.
Did Red Light District have Fat Rabbit on it?
No, that was either Back for the First Time or Incognito.
No, I think it's Back for the First Time.
It's a good name.
It's a great name for an album.
Oh, that's so good.
But Puff, back when P. Diddy or Diddy, what's he going by now these days? Just Diddy?
Or going to jail soon.
Has he gone full corporate and just become Sean Combs?
He's just Diddy, or his licensing stuff is Sean Combs.
Sean Combs, all right.
My son isn't good enough to make the field at Oregon when they weren't good.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, I thought I saw a midget on TV. It's just a kid.
Just a kid, everybody. Everybody can relax.
Someone was asking me the other day, was it you, how much midget stuff I get on my reels? And Instagram and TikTok.
I think I said something about it.
Yeah, because you're like, why do you get so much midget stuff?
And I said, because you kept you sent me a couple midget things. Yeah, back to back.
I said because I've sent so much Instagram. Midget stuff to Jake.
Yeah.
And you, that now I get midget stuff all the time.
Because like I don't lose it over midget stuff. I appreciate it, but Jake loses it. I appreciate also.
I'm working on desensitizing Jake.
It's not working.
It's a twofold strategy. Either you're going to desensitize or I'm just going to torture you with
like
hilarity
jerking
over
off
and
20
over
times a day.
You guys ooh, saw it happen in real time at the Duck game.
God, when I lean forward, just fucking.
It was a visceral response that I had no control for like a solid minute and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I was doubled over with just absurd giggling.
It's very similar to Dave's reaction to seeing Ben's acceptance speech. Yes. Very similar reaction because you're like, what? Oh my God!
Wait, hold on. Ben, shout out to Ben for the great backdrop in his.
So good.
The Ben acceptance speech. I did go through a roller coaster of emotions on that, on Ben's acceptance speech, though.
Well, I wish it would have played right the first time that I pressed it, because like getting like three starts kind of messed it up, but it was still pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, because for the roller coaster I'm talking about is usually when there's something, a surprise going on.
Yeah.
I know.
Right. Yeah.
Because of everyone, I'm the guy that finds out, obviously, because I'm 10 minutes away. But
yeah,
you usually help plan it.
But
anyone help this day. Yeah,
in that drunken state that I was, I was like, there was a moment where I'm like, this motherfucker didn't tell me. He told fucking Ben and he didn't tell me. Like there was I'm not gonna lie, and it's funny. Stupid as shit. But there was that, and we've all done that when we have like thoughts that are just like, that's dumb. Why would I? But I was just like, fuck this guy.
Oh, we've all. I mean, I'm sure we've all within our friendship had that moment where it's like, what about me then?
Right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whatever. You know what? Like, it's not that big of a deal.
And then you look back and you're like, that was kind of stupid.
Right.
Like, I'm a fucking dumbass.
Or like 5 minutes before that when Vance showed up.
Oh my God. Vance, yes. I also have no control.
Vance and midgets are like the same.
Mm-hmm.
At least initially.
When Vance showed up, like, I didn't know what to do.
Like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I was like, I was super excited, but I was just like, fucking Vance? Like
why is Vance?
Why is Vance tailgating?
Yeah, I was like, I want to bring back the chicken hunter.
I think you said that.
I may have. Hey. I have to grow my hair out again.
How's it going?
The cheeks hurt.
It's fucking terrible, but.
Oh. You're like, you gotta turn the mic on, and it's like, ain't got no gas in it.
Like, yeah, I do remember that, because part of me was like, I need to go buy a pack of cigarettes just so I can have one hanging. I don't even want to smoke anymore.
We talked about you recording some videos.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Chicken hunter shits.
Okay.
I said, after you're done with finals, which you're done with finals.
That's now.
Finals. I have one paper right.
Nerd.
God. When's it due?
Friday.
So you'll do it Friday.
So this week is gonna be busy, but also because I had forgotten about it. And that it's for a different class, but same teacher that hooked me up with some points just because he likes me.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, you didn't write your career paper. And I was like, you know what I want to do. He's like, you still got to write the paper.
You got to write the paper.
And I was like, I've had 7 classes with you. You know what I want to do.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you still got to write the paper. And I was like, okay.
Fuck your paper, dog.
He's like, you got to a Friday. And I was like, I'll give you half a page. He's like, it's supposed to be like 2 pages. I was like, you get 3/4.
You'll get what I turn in. How about that?
Yeah. Like, even in high school, like, I don't like doing this, but toot my own horn. In high school, who I was then, and like the popularity of then, like, I've never had a teacher just been like,
here's some, like, points, Dave.
Just like, he's like, well, oh, you're not doing too good this year. I was like, yeah, or this term. And like, yeah, he's like, you're better than this. I'm like, I know. I'm just kind of, I'm fucking up this term. And he's just like, huh, click, 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 click. You've got a C. You could turn it into a B.
The thing is like, you're in college with a guy that's similarly aged.
Yeah.
Who's trying to grade you, and he's you're one of the few people he can talk to. Like,
he's an army guy. Like, he's a veteran. So like, I've spent many a like an hour after class multiple times just bullshitting. Like, I told him, if you weren't my teacher, I'd like, let's go get
padding the stats.
Oh, yeah, just pat him. Like, fucking throw it
you
deep.
Earned those points, Dave. Yeah. You didn't.
Right? But, yeah, I'm just like, cool. Like, he gives me a lot of leeway. Actually, I get a lot of dudes. I get a lot of dudes. A lot of male teachers that are veterans.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Like, this is why I realized that I'm going to be a community college teacher. like here in the next 10, 15 years. Because these guys all got out of the military, floated around, didn't know what the fuck they were doing, went back to college, got degrees, did a job, and then were like, all right, I'm old. I'm going to go teach.
You're gonna get bored.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, cool. What happened was they all got into their field, did the cool stuff that they wanted to do, got a job where they sat behind a desk and were like, fuck this.
Yeah. I'm God.
I'm like, oh,
everything
that's...
you just said is me except without the military.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've worked yourself into that situation. You hold meetings while you're in Oregon saying you're in Washington.
Yeah.
I think a little bit about like what Bruce Lee said, you know, there's no shame in setting a goal too high, only a goal set too low.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it gets achieved too easily. He also said, hey, y'all.
oh my God. The funny part was, is I was thinking that when you first started talking, Bruce Lee said, and I was like, hi, y'all.
But anyway, yeah, like, you know, I set out to be here. Let me try to be serious now. I set out to be a sports writer, you know, and work for a newspaper and cover my favorite team. And then I did. And then I was like, oh, fuck, now what?
Yeah.
And like, kind of like you're saying, Dave, like I went and I did all the cool shit that I wanted to do. And now I'm fucking bored. I'm just it doesn't help that my job is boring as fuck, but every day I'm just bored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yep. But in the grand scheme of things, like that's adulthood. let's be honest.
Being bored is adulthood. Yeah.
Yeah. You do the job. And I know that, for me, I'm 37 years old. I'm in college.
I'll brag about it.
I don't have kids and a family. I might as well just put off being an adult. I've done the adult thing.
Yeah.
I've been super responsible. And it got me nowhere closer to being, super happy.
Divorced.
I got divorced. Right?
The opposite of married.
Just go fucking do
shit. The opposite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it. Makes sense. Thanks for... And that'll be a therapy talk.
Therapy talk.
With my show.
On my show.
Welcome to Jake's couch.
Jake's couch.
Welcome to Jake's couch. Here we are. It's a nice
comfortable
couch.
Safe space. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the tea.
My show therapy sessions. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by my couch. Hey, man.
Basically half of the purpose of the show is therapy? Open air therapy session for all of us?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's what I'm sure we've all had this conversation. When we talk conversation, you said Bruce Lee, and then the Asian in me is just conversation.
The Asian is very excited to talk about Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, actually, I am. You brought up Bruce Lee, and I'm gonna come back to that. I've been drinking.
Bitch, I've been drinking.
The conversation we've all had with somebody that are. Third shell, or however you want to call it, outer friends, right? Mm-hmm. You do a podcast with some buddies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're always like, oh, what do you guys talk? Because they think podcasts in general, there's a point. There's a topic. And I'm like, those do exist. I was like, the whole point of our podcast is we bullshit and we make jokes. And I get to hang out for an hour and a half with my buddies bullshitting.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Because even Robin and I live 10-15 minutes apart. We don't see each other that often.
Especially since you started school.
We got shit going on.
Yeah. You got life.
I mean, I haven't done shit in a while, but yeah.
Yeah, but when you were working at the school, we didn't do shit. You know?
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so circling back. Hoop Snake, do it. There you go. Bruce Lee. You brought that up. Have you guys watched the show Warrior on HBO? Or I guess it's Max now.
You and I have talked about it, but I have not watched it.
I dig it. If you just like action movies, Warrior. Action shows that have decent or right story, Like, check out Warrior. So basically, it's about a Chinese immigrant. I almost started thinking, singing, I think I'm turning Japanese, but that's Chinese, whatever.
I got your picture. So, I got your picture.
Chinese immigrant comes to the U.S. and his story of becoming a fucking gangster. But it's all notes from a fuck you.
Notes from a fuck you is the name of the episode.
They're all Bruce Lee notes. That's where I'm coming back to it. It took me a minute to get there. I get excited.
Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
They're not the same. Racist.
Oh,
are they not?
But they so like the same. Oh, I can't do same, that with my eyes squinted.
Same, same, but different.
It actually is racist when I do it like that.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, my eyes.
I'm not being racist. I'm just stoned. Squinting.
I hate how fucking bright it is, but you can't see my face if I don't have the light on.
I got you. Hold on.
You know a guy named Jimmy? Totally looked like his brother.
Totally looked like his brother. Totally.
Oh my god, I gotta talk about that. Continue, Dave, talking about the God of Asia.
Nope, that was it. God of Asia. Bruce Lee, he's got a... There's a show called Warrior. It's based off of notes that Bruce Lee wrote. He wanted to make the show, but then he is dead. And years later...
Now he can't make shows.
So is Brandon can't make Lee. Shows. Imagine that. So,
yep, both of them,
they're
too.
They're buried right over there.
Yep. The Lee line is gone.
Next to Jimi Hendrix.
He's more over there.
That's close enough. Same, same.
Same, same. So I was when I was in Lebanon for a week, unannounced, my dad, like, when we go down and visit, like, he gets excited that I'm there, and he stays up till, like, 2 o'clock in the morning watching YouTube videos with me.
Remember when we've had that conversation that your dad and my dad are actually the same person?
Yeah.
They just fathered both of us?
Yeah. And so it's like, and like, I sleep in the living room. I don't have a room to go sleep in, so I can't, like, escape. Like, my mom's like, all right, guys, going to bed. And then my brother's like, all right, I'm going to bed. And then it's just my dad and I sitting there for like another hour and a half. It's just, he's like, have you seen this? And I'm like, yes, I have seen Eruption 400 times. Yes, I have seen Whip It by Devo.
Do, 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 do.
But so, like, fast forward, like, I'm trying to go step outside with Ben the American Hero. And it's best if, you know, dad's not around for that, because he's still something of a human paraquat. So we're waiting. And I put on Superbad because I think there is no way in hell.
Hate it.
My dad's going to hate this movie. Like, there's no reason for him to sit down and watch this. Like, he's just going to make some snarky comments. And he's going to go to bed. Well, sure. Like, wouldn't you know who won the pony? He comes in. Jonah Hill's on the screen. He's like, yeah, I always hated this fucking guy. And I'm like, yep, me too, honestly. And I'm just like,
oh no.
I'm just like, just go. And then Bill Hader comes on the screen. And my dad loves Bill Hader. And so we watch the entire movie of Superbad. All the, like, my dad just sits there and just watches the whole fucking movie. And I'm like, I tried to pick the thing that he would, like, be most repulsed by if he came in. The only thing I could do more would be like Rick and Morty, but I didn't want to listen to the nonsense. If Rick and Morty was, I'd be like, oh, this right. is stupid bullshit. Like,
yeah.
But like, what is this? Superbad. And he just starts laughing, and then he falls in love with McLovin, and then he starts rewriting the ending of the movie.
Oh no.
And he's like, you know what they should have done? I'm like,
here we go.
Like, tell me, Dad, how should they have ended Superbad? How would you have ended it? Well, I would have made McLovin the chief of police. Like, what, in 15 years?
He's right.
Like, yeah. I'm like, no.
And then that ties directly into 21 Jump Street, and then see, oh man, he was on to something.
But also, I always say he that would have gone way over his head,
right?
No. I said this when they did it with Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. Anytime you do the 10 years pass, you're telling me nothing happened for 10 years?
Yeah.
And what's more, and like with Parks and Rec in particular, you're like, oh, 10 years passed. And then you come back, you're like, oh my God, do you remember what happened 2 years ago? No! It's lazy storytelling. Hate it. Stinks.
And they stink. What was that movie, Dave, you were telling me your dad watched that you were like, wait, what? There was something similar.
It's weird. Both my parents actually now super into black culture movies.
Oh, that was it.
My dad really enjoys Madea.
Like the Driveway starring Cedric the Entertainer.
I don't know. I've never watched any of them.
That's not real.
No, okay.
But you thought it was because
I wouldn't be surprised. And then like recently in the last few months, my mom's been watching the show and it's about three black women in their like 30s. It's like Sex and the City for black women.
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Whores in the Hood.
Something like that. They're in the house.
Whores in the house.
It's by a really good school.
There's got a new roof. This house and the ceilings and the roofs are brand new.
So it's not that it's thrown me for a loop because I always thought I was more in touch with other stuff.
Yeah.
You were more in touch with your blackness than your family was, but turns out you're the white boy.
Like my dad won't listen to rap music, but he'll watch the shit out of a Madea movie.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if it's new or newer or he hasn't seen it, but there's like a Madea Christmas movie. I think it is. Yeah. And it was mom, dad, and I were sitting, and he's like, oh, Madea's got a Christmas movie. And I was like, no. And I've never really been one for Christmas movies. It's a Wonderful Life is the one Christmas movie that I enjoy watching every year.
Home Alone.
That's me. Same. Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm, that's a good one.
Juice! That's a good one! Deep Blue Sea! They ate me! A fucking shark ate me! Drink, bitch!
I started the tradition of watching Tommy Boy on Christmas a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. I
just put it on. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I always watch
Princess Bride on Thanksgiving for like 4 years in a row.
I like that.
And I'm not going to lie. We didn't watch it this year, and there's a part of me that was just like, oh.
That's kind
of
disappointing.
We didn't watch Princess Bride for Thanksgiving. Like,
yeah. Well, see, now you got to watch it twice next year.
Yeah.
I always watch
back on VHS.
Christmas Story, 24 Hours of Christmas Story. I always put it on first thing when I wake up, Christmas morning, and then I just let it roll and watch it at least. I get it one full time through, whether I see it in order or not.
Yeah. You see the whole movie.
I still see the whole thing, even though it's on two channels. I still make sure I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that Thanksgiving movie that just came out.
The slasher.
Yeah. That looks kind of good.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar.
It's a Eli Roth.
So it's going to be fucking gore.
Unnecessary.
I've heard it's pretty solid.
Really?
Aragon watched it. He said it wasn't bad. So.
Oh, God,
he works on movies all the time.
Yep. And I know exactly who you're talking about.
Destruct the Gun.
But I'm like, Viggo Mortensen? if I haven't heard his name in a while and you say it, I'm just like, Viggo?
The funny thing is I said it at Civil War and you also did that.
Like that.
But you were drunk then, so now you're like, wait.
Well, I mean, I've had this much lemonade, this much vodka.
Well, that'll do it.
I mean, I'm not Civil War tailgating, but
I just one drink the beer.
Thanksgiving, did you guys make your list of things that you're thankful for that you shouldn't be?
I have a couple, yeah.
I've got one. Hey.
One's good. Mm-hmm. So the other day I sent Jake a text and I was like, hey, what if we gave some things that we are thankful for that we shouldn't be? And then I gave the example, CMS being shitty at their job.
That one, I'm stealing that one.
That's all of us. All yeah. of us mm-hmm. are thankful for that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, CMS, for sucking.
Thank you for being bad at your job, CMS.
So,
yeah.
This is the first season in 5 years that I didn't pay for a single ticket.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, yeah. A little stressful. It gets me hard.
At first. At first, like this year, like last year, I used to, like even last year, I was still getting a little Twitter-pated when I'd get to the gates.
Yeah.
This year, with there are more of us, and we just walked right in, and I was just like, I don't even care. Like, I don't even care.
Right.
Well, I think that that also goes hand in hand with how much I drink. Because remember, I said there's the no shame level of me
that
doesn't care. And then if I get too drunk, I get paranoid.
Mm.
So.
So
that makes sense.
I guess I've the ones I'll do off the top of my head. I'm thankful that my mom has a really good relationship with the mechanic.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Because let me rephrase that in a way. I'm thankful that my mom got a mechanic a lot of work, because without that, she wouldn't get free labor. Without that, I wouldn't have a transfer case replaced for $1,000.
Yeah.
And a really cool guy. Let's see. I'm grateful that the police in Washington, Oregon, and California are so inept that I haven't had a properly registered car in 3.5 years. And I've, in the duration of the time since I've lived in the state of Washington, I have only had a properly registered vehicle for about 6 months.
I remember you telling me about it. You were like excited.
I was like, yeah, man, I finally fucking figured it out.
Because before that, I don't know when it was that you had your registration.
My license plates were stolen.
Yeah.
They were stolen, then I just never replaced them.
Yeah.
And then got my license plate. And then it got stolen again, I think. And then, yeah, the car I have, and then I never got a license plate for the Dodge. It just never gave me one.
Yeah.
And then I haven't got the Suburban registered, so.
There you go.
So I'm grateful that the police don't do their job. Let's see, what was the other one? Oh, I'm grateful that Ben got COVID. Because if he hadn't, I would have had to have an uncomfortable conversation with my mom telling her that I was going to be late for a family event in Bend. But also it worked out because I would have driven the Suburban to Bend where it would have broken down.
And that would have really sucked.
Yeah. So
that all tow bill back to.
Ben.
Wait, where's your mom live?
COVID.
Lebanon.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Bend to Lebanon is like it's outside even AAA's 100-mile.
No,
I would have been big boned.
We would have had to call like quadruple A.
Yeah, I would have like tow me to here, and then I would have had to wait a day, and then call him like, "Oh no, I broke down again."
It's weird.
Weird. I'm a mile up the road from where I was.
I don't know. Cars,
gasoline.
There's some bandits on the road, Nate. I would have been an adventurer too, but I took an arrow to the knee.
There's a snake in my boots.
There's like a few people that might get that reference, but yeah.
Do you know where the arrow in the knee thing came from? What it actually means? The significance behind it?
No.
The symbolism.
The symbology.
The symbolism.
Again, we watched that like, movie too.
Like three people got that, and then three people are here speaking to each other.
Excellent, Dave. So yeah, I watched Nobody with Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, I like that one.
That's a good ass movie.
I thought they were coming out. They were going.
They're making a sequel.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, sequel is being made.
What are there more Russians that need to die?
I think there might be.
I thought John Wick killed them all.
Yeah.
Like between John Wick and Bob Odenkirk's characters, like they're doing a number on the Russian gangs.
They need to tie those two worlds together.
The Eraser. They need three. Not the Eraser. Equalizer.
The Equalizer.
Oh, Denzel, my God.
Keanu, and Bob Odenkirk.
Dude.
I love how realistic, like, Bob Odenkirk as a badass was.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, he said he wasn't going to get in shape for the movie because that guy wouldn't be in extra shape. He would do cardio and that's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he just kicks ass. He doesn't, mm-hmm. just, I'm going to fight you. I'm going to kick your ass in the most effective way possible.
Tougher than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to, like, the John Wick movies, they're enjoyable and they're fun. As a gun handler point of view, I enjoy them.
Yeah.
But in a realism point of view, like, nobody was better. Like, he actually gets the shit beat out of him because that's how a real fight works.
Well, watch Nobody because
that's what I'm saying.
That's what he says.
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Wick.
Gotcha. He said nobody does it better.
Yeah, nobody does it better.
The movie Nobody does it better.
Yeah.
That's a weird one to
wrap
my mind around.
The movie John Wick, Nobody does it better.
The movie Nobody.
The movie Nobody does
the getting your ass kicked realism.
Yeah, like if you get into a fight, like, there's not that many dudes in the world that are gonna fight five dudes and walk away with maybe a split lip. Right. Like, you're getting fucked up.
And the other thing too is, like, even in the John Wick universe, we can appreciate that they always attack one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Bob Odenkirk's character was fighting three dudes at once. Like, they were grabbing him and trying and stabbing him and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good ass movie. I really liked it.
Like, I'm going to watch it again.
After I like it. You should see it.
Yep. I'll see it again.
Didn't you watch Indiana Jones too?
I did. I watched the latest Indiana. I've been watching all sorts of shit.
What's the new one called? Dial of Time?
Dial of Destiny.
Destiny.
Dial of Destiny. Oh, it's
not the pick.
Pick. Made
from the devil's horn. Right. Mm. No,
it's not the pick.
Good enough, man. Like, you know, it was entertaining. You know, Indiana Jones does some Indiana Jones shit. Like, we've already
at, like, 78 fucking thousand years old.
Right. I mean, we've already accepted that, you know, ghosts exist and, you know, if you drink out of the wrong cup, it'll turn you into a skeleton. So why not travel through time, right?
Why not? Yeah.
So and the funniest part about the movie to me is that, and correct me if I misunderstood this, the big bad in the movie wants to go back to 1939 Berlin and kill Hitler so he can take over the Third Reich and not make the mistakes that Hitler made.
Yes.
So Indiana Jones has to prevent this plot, meaning a major plot point of this movie is Indiana Jones prevents the assassination of Adolf Hitler.
Yes. Written by Hollywood, which is mostly Jews.
Right.
We can't change history. Oh my God.
Juicent.
I'm not writing that.
You can't. I can't.
I will write notes from a fuck you. That's what I'll write.
I get the God Asian damn jokes. Jake's get the Jews jokes.
Good Lord.
And the adjacent jokes.
Jonathan Smith.
That's why I always hated him.
Exactly. Oh my God. I don't even remember. Dude,
but the Oregon State, like, Uyunglele.
I'm pretty sure he's going to Florida State.
One season in, and you, like, when it showed that he transferred, I had a duality.
I lulled because I knew he was ass.
Yeah.
Right. I did have a duality of opinions on that one, though, because I was like, dude, you just transferred. Don't be a bitch. But also, you transferred, and then your coach leaves.
Well, when you transferred in, it was a Power 5 school.
And they had a chance to go and play into the playoffs.
And now it's got two teams.
It's a power deuce school.
Ooh. Yeah, they take different. A power deuce.
Exactly.
I took a power deuce.
Yeah, he's either going to Louisville or Florida State. That's what they're saying.
Apparently, Dylan Gabriel's coming to Oregon, and Adrian Childs is going to Michigan State.
Heard Dante Moore also coming to Oregon.
Who's Washington State's quarterback?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
I'd be okay with Cam Ward.
I had heard, dude. Speaking of Washington State quarterbacks, did you guys, this is out of college football, but did you happen to watch the Bengals game the other night?
I tried not to.
I saw a tiny bit of it.
Jake Browning was had started.
That's right.
It's a Washington quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is. Fuck.
That was his first start in the NFL. His first start. He graduated like 8 years ago.
He played against Herbert.
Mm-hmm. But I was you're right. I was thinking he's Washington State.
Oh yeah, no, you're thinking of Gardner Minshew, who plays for
Indianapolis.
Now I get really excited when Gardner Minshew does stuff.
So does also, Gardner Minshew.
Right.
Yeah, right. He's super surprised every time. He's like, hold on. He's like, let me check these handlebars real quick.
Did you see the play? But
Jake Browning had a game. Fuck him.
I hope he dies.
Fuck him. Fuck him now, because I was thinking I got him confused.
Sports dies. Relax.
Yeah.
It was implied, I thought.
We might have new listeners.
I didn't even look at the screen. I heard it, and I was still watching the Blazers game. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For anyone who might be a new listener, when I hope somebody dies, I don't mean I hope they actually die. I mean I hope they sports die, which is to say I sports hate the Washington Huskies. I actually hate the people of Corvallis.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's fair.
Like I have
friends
who are Huskies. Whatever.
Well, living in Washington, it's unavoidable because I've got buddies that send me messages.
Yep.
Luckily, they got the message, because this game, they did not message me. Because last game, they messaged me, and I was like, don't fucking talk to me for a week. I was like, I love you, man. I'll do things other people wouldn't do for other people for you. But fucking talk to me for a week.
Yeah. Leave me the none fuck alone.
None of them talked to me. And
not nobody
does it better.
Not nobody does it better.
Oh, that's a good one too. I'll write that down. We'll decide later.
We should really
multiple finalists.
None of us are gonna do this. Robin might do it. We have to go through every episode and find out how many that's the name of the episode moments we have per show.
Oh, I
feel like it's like three.
I was gonna say it's like depends. An average of 2.4 is what I would say.
Last week we had two. I can just look at a couple of them. I have them right here.
And sometimes we just don't have any until like we either have. We've one really good. We've been pretty good.
We haven't had a non-titled episode in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
290 had one.
Or how many times
9 had one, 288 had one.
Or how many times it's been like, that's the name of the episode. Wait, I can't put that online.
That happens too.
That was a lot.
291 had two. I'm gonna read 292's. The whole of it, HOLE. Protest Madden. Dorm Daddy Dave. And Hoop Snake of Protection.
I know exactly what was going
those
on
are
this
all
week.
So good.
That was a week I was not going to work because they didn't pay me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, we could go through and look at them. There was on like episode 200, I think I went through and like we did all the episode names, and I think I was like, guess. We played a game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like guess which one's is a real episode name.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was fun. Dave, did you give us your thankful things that you're thankful for that you shouldn't be?
Neither one of you did.
Yeah, no, neither of us did. I know Robin's going to have more, so I got my one.
Okay. Well, I did
my one. And it was the first, and literally when you told me about this, it was the initial thing I thought of.
Okay, because I knew you heard or you said, oh, I got one.
Yep, and it was immediate. I am thankful for the feminist movement, because now when I see a hot chick online, I can find her OnlyFans and see her naked for free.
That's a good...
So I'm thankful for the feminist movement for me not having to put in work to see hot chicks naked.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Okay, here's mine. I'm going to start with the one I just thought of because it's related to one Dave just said. I'm thankful for COVID because without COVID, OnlyFans wouldn't have blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these strippers were at home. They're like, yep. How do we make money?
Yep.
Let's start doing this. And all the average chicks were like, hey, I could do that too. And nobody will know.
And we all know a freaky five is better than a lame 10.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm a freaky five. It's like a regular five, but
I'll leave butthole.
Like a freaky five?
Freaky five.
Seven feathers supplementing my income weekly with Gramps' player's card. Gramps died, I think, 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Maybe five. And I've had his player's card. And every Tuesday, I go to that casino with $10 and free slot play on it. I made $50 this week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
They don't even check to see if your name is Gramps.
No.
It's not.
They don't even ask. I wrote down Riv's ability to generally talk shit at any moment. Shouldn't necessarily be thankful. Sometimes I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There have been times or two
where you're like, will you shut the fuck
up? Like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
I'm hanging out your house and Riv is just running her mouth. And you're like, why are you talking shit to Dave?
Yeah.
He buys you things.
She doesn't quite get that part yet.
Yeah, she doesn't understand that not every target is a target. Yeah,
or not every joke has to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can think things. Just keep them to yourself. She'll figure it out when she gets punched in the fucking face by somebody.
I never got punched in the face.
Well, but you figured it out.
Yeah. I always have this. My dad always describes it between Ben and I as the difference between having a sniper and a machine gun nest. Like, where I will take a shot at any and everything that moves as many times as I can, as often as I can, until the hill is gone.
Yeah.
Whereas Ben is a sniper who will lie in wait and then take your head off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're not ready for it.
I think part of it is also she only does it around the bulletproof vest of Dad.
Right.
Doesn't happen when she's not around me. Because she knows I'll probably pull her back. And also, if it gets too far, maybe help. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's a kid.
That also falls under like small man syndrome kind of thing. Not that saying that's what she's got.
Right.
But
she is a small man.
She's little.
we all individually feel comfortable talking shit.
Right.
But we as a group really feel comfortable talking. I peed on another grown man's leg.
It's true.
What was this?
The Arizona State game. It. Arizona State came to Oregon, to Autzen, and I had those brand new Nikes that I had just gotten at the spring sale, and a guy splashed beer on them, and we're doing our usual, like, we're going to talk shit to you, but it doesn't mean anything because this is a college game, and you're Arizona State, and we don't give two fucks about it.
Right. Your team sucks, fuck you, go away.
And, like, he splashed his drink on it, and then I was like, hey, guys, I got to go take a leak, and I went to the porta potties, at the end of the line. There were long lines, so I came back around the other side of their tailgate, walked up behind them, unzipped, pulled my dick out, and just peed on them. And he pushed me.
Little fucking hamster wheel in Dave's drunken brain.
Yeah. Drink, it's like, fuck this guy, fuck it. What's the worst that happens? I get my ass kicked.
Oof. He pushed you?
He pushed me. I'm like, hey, man, I got my dick in my hand. And then Robin and Darren was there.
Yeah.
This was when Darren used to hang out. Darren, EJ, Jake, you were there.
All right.
And the way I tell the story.
This was in the gravel.
Yeah. And the way I tell the story, because it's true, I'm the smallest of my friends, and I'm not a small dude.
Right.
I might be short, but I'm not small. So I always say, I'm the smallest one of my friends. So I piss on this dude, he pushes me, and then I've got four dudes bigger than me that show up. And I'm like, let's fucking go. And the guy's dad grabbed him.
Grabbed him. Yep.
grabbed him by the chest and was like, oh, we're done.
Time to go.
And yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw someone ends up dead. So I put my little dick back in my pants, zipped up, and I went and grabbed a drink.
So someone ends up dead. You said that by like fucking Norm MacDonald.
I'm a
professor of logic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about logic. Well, you know, these people,
hey,
they could have been anywhere in the world. They're here with us. We hope you enjoyed the full meal deal, the full hour and 25 minutes at this point. It's been fun. It's been good. I thought I had to take a shit part of the way through, but I toughed it out.
Turns out it was the cat.
Turns out it was the cat who took a shit.
I usually get a break in between the pre-show and the actual show to go take a piss. So, like, right now, like,
Dave's eyeballs are floating.
I'm gonna pee in this can.
He'll pee on a guy's leg. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Good X.
Yeah. Oh, fuck Liberty, by the way.
Yeah, fuck Liberty, and Michigan sucks too.
Yeah, Liberty did.
Those are the Cups.
Oh, those are
rad. Did you see the stat line that someone put up about like Oregon's total yards for the year or something like that in Liberties?
Uh-oh.
Like, you were good in a shit conference.
Oh, they were trying to make a comparison?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.